Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
The hell it is. Mike is getting an early start to the weekend. Thank you, Crudy, for the invitation. My name is Pat Kreitlow, founding editor of Up North News, and a radio gas bag from a long, long time back. And I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to bring the heat again after all these years away from daily radio use. But turns out I got through the first hour relatively unscathed. They again opened up the microphone for this hour. And so, you know, this is just either I'm doing all right with the audition, or Brian is just going to sit on his butt and he didn't feel like talking for the whole hour if I didn't show up. So
no, I have no problem filling the hour. I'm just in enjoying. And, you know, auditions also, whether good or bad, are always enjoyable to watch, especially when a guy like you is doing it. I'm appreciating it.
Oh, Well, thank you so much. It's fishing opener weekend, and folks, that's how you fish for compliments. So I hope that you take a lesson away from that.
I'm a pleaser, buddy. You keep asking for them. I got you.
Hey, I know how to bait that hook. Let me tell you, I'm a master at that. For those of you who didn't, hear the previous hour of the program, I won't go through the full introduction again, other than to say that I am very honored to appear on many of these fine radio stations on Wednesday nights on a show called the Up North Podcast. It is not related to Up North News, which is my day job, where I'm the editor. You can find that over at upnorthnewswi.com or upnorthnewswi on your favorite social media feeds and such. The Up North Podcast is actually the brainchild of one Kirk Bangstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. So as he was putting a show together and asked if I would help him out with it, and I'm very happy to do that. It's worth every penny that I don't get paid from him for it. So it is truly a labor of love. But when he was looking for show names, I thought, well, if we call it the Up North Podcast and it happens to draw people to, you know, to Up North News, the similarly named but totally separate product, if I can fool him into doing it, what the heck? And so that's where you might have heard me previously, airing live on Wednesdays at 7, and then it's played back on the weekends. And it's called the Up North Podcast because initially it started out that way. We were just recording a podcast for distribution. And then Crute, to his great dishonor, said, hey, you guys want some radio time to do this live? And, you know, we said, if you're foolish enough to do that, we'll call it the Up North Podcast and Radio Extravaganza. And Evan, who today is not wearing the hoodie and does not appear to be another Eminem knockoff, but Evan produces that show rather capably for us. And so it's great to get to work with him at a different hour of the day during business hours. We've always done this after business hours, you know, Wednesday nights at 7. So I was never quite sure if he was really on the payroll or just happened to have a key that he came into the building at nights, but he's here by day. And in the nice palatial studios, because Brian, I think the last time I saw you, not so much Evan, but you, was in the Matchbox Studios, in Milwaukee, way back in 2018, when I was accompanying one Dana Walks, candidate for governor, yes, turned now the brand new University of Wisconsin regent. Probably don't even remember that far back.
No, I do. You and I sat there while Dana was talking to Dom and Crute. You and I sat in my little closet there with surrounded by glass, and we bantered a little bit. I had a lot of fun. I really like Dana too.
I really enjoyed that. I had just moved back from 3 years on Grand Cayman, back to Wisconsin, and Dana, who's been a friend for quite some time, an attorney in Eau Claire, said he was planning to run for governor. Would I like to help him out? And so I did a lot of work alongside him.
That was your jump back in?
What's that?
That was your jump back in? Oh, my goodness.
That was my jump back in.
I think I'm going to jump into run a campaign for governor and also talking to the devil's advocates. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, look, again, I was there was a lot of sunstroke. I was very tan back then. There was a lot of salt water, you know, between the ears here. So, you know, friend like Dana asks for help. Who am I to say no? So I didn't. So we had a great time. Some of you may remember the 2018 gubernatorial primary. There were, I believe, 47 Democrats that were running at the time.
And that's rounding and down.
Yeah. So Dana was one of many, a field from which Tony Evers emerged victorious and thankfully has been doing some great things compared to what would have happened, you know, had Scott Walker won another term. I mean, again, we were talking about what ifs previously. Imagine not just a Donald Trump presidency, but then with Scott Walker still in the governor's seat. So if you think the past couple of years have been something, imagine what they could have been like. So that was my introduction back moving here, because as Dana knows, and what we haven't talked about yet was, you know, about 15 years ago, I was a member of the Wisconsin legislature after anchoring the news for many years on Channel 13 in Eau Claire. And I bring up the Wisconsin legislature because on the Up North podcast this week, one of our guests was former state senator Dale Schultz. Dale Schultz probably has had his business cards redone because he's got to be convinced that his actual full name is Dale Schultz, the last moderate Republican to serve in the Wisconsin legislature. And we had a great visit with him about what has happened to his party, you know, in the years since he was, essentially kind of put on the outs, if you will, compared to the extreme right fringe that had taken over the party. And he was, you know, extremely generous in his comments. And he did so. The comments came, as you know, we can all do this on Zoom now, so we can see you as well as hear you most of the time. And so I could see him sitting in his pickup truck. And the pickup truck was parked right up next to the state capitol. And the reason he was there this week was this week marked the occasional reunion for the state Senate, when state senators, you know, gather together and, you know, swap stories of, you know, days gone by, many of which they don't remember because, you know, the drinks flow rather liberally at the, it was then the Inn on the Park and Jenna's and some of the other fine establishments in that
you
area.
You guys remember when we used to be in session during this happening? Remember that part? No, we're not in session anymore. Okay, great.
No. They get paid, you know, for the 2 months that they're in session. And then the 10 months when they're not, they still get paid, which is kind of, well, it's just downright depressing when you think about it. But we used to be in session there and would gather at some of these various water holes. And Dale and I talked about some of the characters that we worked with in the past. And God rest his soul, Mike Ellis was one of them, one-time Republican leader of the state Senate. And I always liked how he was rather forgetful about certain things. Like me, he would, every time I'd see him in one of these watering holes or in the Senate parlor, he'd say, "Tell me again, who is it that you defeated to get here?" And I always have to say, "Senator, it was Dave Zien. I defeated Dave Zien in 2006. And he'd ask me that every time. And I started to think that it wasn't that he was forgetful. I think he actually liked being reminded that I defeated Dave Zien back in the day. But Senator Zien was there at the Senate reunion on Wednesday, rather. I was not. I had just flown back from Texas late the night before, where I was visiting one of my daughters and two of my grandsons. So I was sad not to be able to make it. But it was great to talk to Dale about, you know, Mike Ellis and Dave Zien and some of the other characters. And we got to talking about times when you have to be a maverick within your party, or not a maverick, that's a cliche now, but, you know, when do you stand up? Because right now, especially on the right side of the aisle, It seems so robotic. It does not seem that there's much dissension in the ranks. What passes for dissension in the ranks on the Republican side this day is Susan Collins saying, well, I'm very concerned that maybe somebody was less than truthful, you know, about Roe v. Wade. And that's what passes for dissension these days. Whereas what Dale and I and others, we had real brawls in those caucus rooms, once upon a time. I remember in 2007, Senate Democrats, we'd written a healthcare reform program. Remember, this is pre-Affordable Care Act. So we were all looking for ways to reform healthcare. And we'd come up with a plan called Healthy Wisconsin, which, of course, wasn't going to pass because the assembly was controlled by Republicans and we Democrats controlled the Senate. But we wanted to, you know, really make the case that that healthcare should be reformed. Well, as we were debating the elements of it, you know, in caucus meetings amongst us Senate Democrats, there were two of us that were, you know, relatively moderate Democrats, you could say, Jim Sullivan from the Milwaukee area. He and I made the case that there should be some co-pays in Healthy Wisconsin, not just because it's not just that some healthcare parts of the healthcare system are underutilized because they're unaffordable, but there are other parts of healthcare that are overutilized when there is no bill. And so even a modest copay would try to ensure that some people did not overuse the system. Well, this got under the skin of one liberal state senator from the Madison area who went on a tirade against me and Jim Sullivan, saying, you don't understand. Some of us, you know, don't have any money that we can put toward a copay. It's all we can do to make expenses now. And I bring up that story because the reason it made me laugh was this senator who always claimed to not have money always managed to be able to afford cigarettes, because right after that speech, I saw him standing outside the window, and I think he chain smoked an entire pack of cigarettes after giving that speech about why we shouldn't have any kind of a copay on Healthy Wisconsin. So we swapped that story, stories about nonpartisan redistricting. Of course, Dale Schultz shared some of his stories as well of a time that maybe was not kinder and gentler, but certainly not as cynical and robotic as what we seem to have these days. So here's hoping for better days and some more of those better stories coming from our state capitol. I'm Pat Kreitlow filling in for Mike Crude on Devil's Advocates Radio. We'll be back in a bit.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.